Friday, Terem Ashtachaf Aleph, Ado, Toshinayin Zayin, Rev Motzi Persian.
Okay, so the share there was titled Ice Cream. Many shalas negate ice cream. Rav Shem Pinkas always used to say, we have so many types of food. He was talking about different types of ice cream that's available. Different colors, flavors, types, consistencies. All different types of food that's available. He says, when we bench, we say, Hazonis Oilam Kuloi, the Rebbein Shem gives food to the whole world. Bechein, Bechesed, Verachamim. Bechein means that stuff, food looks good. Food looks tempting, looks appealing, different colors, different types. That's the chain the Rebbein Shem puts in the food. He could have made all the food look the same. Imagine all food would look like cholam. Okay, maybe some people would like that. But every type of food has a different color, different style. And that's the chain the Rebbein Shem implanted into all different types of food. The chain, b'chesed, v'rachamim. When we bench, we should appreciate, think about the bracha, b'chein, b'chesed. Everything's done with chen, with chesed, with rachamim, and food comes with different styles and types, thereby making it more enjoyable to eat. So the first shaila, we get ice cream. With what bracha do you make an ice cream? Now that's fairly simple. People will tell you, easy, shakal. Most ice cream is going to be shakal without any shaila at all. The shaila begins when we get the other types of ice creams. Lamashal, sometimes people put mezoinis bits, brownie bits, biscuit bits inside ice cream. What do you do now? There's two things here. There's the ice cream with there's the wheat-based products crunched inside. What bracha do you say? The same shali have by the chocolate, the click bars, and all these sort of items. What bracha do you say is a mezoinis is a shakal? Normally we know kosher ikka, v'imu tefela, avorach ala ikka, boit is a tofu. Anything where you've got two types of food, one is the ikka, one is the tofu. You make a bracha on the ikka, and it passes the tofel. Very simple. The Mishnah brachas, it's for halacha rishit beis. Very easy. The problem begins when you've got something which is from chameishis mili doga, something which is made from wheat, or rather any grain. It has a chashivos. It's maspia, it fills you up. Wheat or grain fills you up. It's choshev, shivas aminim. Because of this, anything which has got grain inside, the chamesh min lidagon has a chashivas to it, and it can't be tofel. You can't call this tofel. It's so chashiv, it can't be ignored. It's just something that comes along with it. Therefore, the Mangavram, Kuzam Ches, and other places points out that anything from the chamesh min lidagon, you make a bracha on the mezoinos, and that part is the other food. So normally you have any food product, which is you have an ikka and tofel wash, you have chips and ketchup, bracha on the chips, part is the ketchup. But anytime you've got a mezoinis as the tofel, mezoinis will always be the ikka. The problem is, our good friend, the schnitzel, people are there making shakal and schnitzels. So what's going on here? If the Mong of Ram is clout, is what we take on the halacha, then anything which has mezoinis in it, mezoinis is the king. So why buy schnitzels if we're not making mezoinis? So here there's various mahalchim given. The ikka, the main mahalach that most people are going with is, The mezoinis has to be something which is somewhat an important factor here. When it's so tofel, some say the mezoinis on the schnitzel is just there, when you fry it, it should be easier. Some say just give it a crunch, add a drop of flavor. So you have to say by schnitzels, the breading is so little, it offers so little to the schnitzel, that the schnitzel remains shakal, seeing as that is 99% of it. And when you want to make mezoinis on such a food, it's going to be at least 5-10%. Has to give more than just a kick to the food, has to actually add something proper. Whereas the schnitzel doesn't do that. Now even by schnitzels, the machmir, we always patch it with a shakal and mezoinis. They take so much mezoinis, so much shakal, before they start the meal. And then you know, whatever you're doing, you're good to go. You've covered all your brachas. But if you're not doing this, the ikka shakal, ongenom sack in the veld is there. It's going to be shakal on a schnitzel and not mezoinis. So when you come to these ice creams, what bracha do you say? Is it like a schnitzel, more than a schnitzel? So the easy way out is, easiest way to pass in the shaila is, you say like this, if it's less than the breading of a schnitzel, that means it doesn't offer more than the breading does on a schnitzel, then it won't be any worse than a schnitzel, shakel on the schnitzel, shakel on the ice cream. They have offers more than the schnitzel, then it's mistaken, they could be mazainas. And then you would have to hide a pasture with the mazainas and shakel, or make mazainas on it. So the schnitzel is going to be, that's going to be your benchmark to decide where about you place the bracha, is it on the mazainas side or on the shakel side. So that's the easy way out. Someone says, what bracha is ice cream? You say, does the mazainas offer less than the breading on a schnitzel? Is it there just to slightly enhance the food? Shagel. If it adds more and it's a choshva amount and it really gives the whole food a different taste and flavor, then it's mistab, it's mazainas. Even so, it's not poshut because it depends how much it adds. So you're running into dangerous waters here. If it's clearly 40%, 30%, then it's mistab, it's shagel. It's mazainas. If it's less than that, you run into deep waters. Lemaisa, mazonis and shakel are the two brachas that patter everything. So if you would really be stuck, you'd come down to the final ultimatum. What do you do? Either way, you'd be covered. And therefore, you would just make shakel or mazonis. Patch the shakel would be better. And that's what you would do. But the best is you patch it beforehand. And then you have no problem at all. The shakel begins when you're having this sort of ice cream in a meal. We know when you're having food in a meal. Well, let's start earlier. Stam ice cream in a meal. What's the halacha when you've got ice cream? End of the meal, serving ice cream, do you make a bracha or not? So the Shulchan Aruch and Kufa and Zayin Sif Aleph says very simple, Dvorim Haboim B'Soy Chasuda. Food that comes as part of the meal. Imim Dvorim Haboim Machmas Chasuda. Food that comes because of the meal, it's part of the meal. Dehainu, he explains, Dvorim Shederech Ligvoya Suda Aleim. Food which is the derech to be kaveh, this is what people eat as a meal. People don't really have bread for a meal, they eat this type of food products as well. Kagoyin, he gives examples, bosa, dogim, beitzim, yorokis, gavina, meat, fish, cheese, these things are eaten to fill you up as part of a meal. Those things you don't make a bracha on in the meal, Shulchan Aruch says. Why? Because not only bread is part of the meal, but this stuff is bottled, is toffled to the bread, it comes as part of the meal. So if you washed, beginning of a meal, the meat, chicken, fish, whatever comes, it's the derech to eat this to fill you up. Such food, you don't make a bracha on in the meal. Not before, not afterwards. Food that doesn't come because of the meal. Again, he explains to Hainu, it's not a derech to eat this as a meal. If someone's hungry, they may have bread, they may have meat. So meat, potatoes, that's the meal. If someone's hungry, they're not going to eat ice cream. You don't eat ice cream when you're hungry. So if it's dvorim, they're not derech ligvoya suda aleim, could go into enim, anovim, fruit. It's the classic example back in those days was fruit. Then those things which now continues will need a bracha in the meal. So it's very, very clearly defined. Something which is derech to be kuveh sudar, potatoes, fish, meat, no bracha in the meal if you wash. Stuff which is not the derech ligvoya love, stuff people don't eat as a meal when they're hungry, fruit, and so too. Ice cream, that will all require bracha in the meal. Lemaisa roiv minin ubinin gelela apoiskim, all hold the ice cream is no shadar at all, you'd make shakel in the meal. There is a minority opinion, which are choshish, that maybe it is part of the meal. Lemaisa, as we said, be'ika, people make shakel on without any shalir at all, and that's the ongnum psak. The shakel, ice cream will always be shakel in the meal. Some people try the eitzel, Shulchan Aruch continues, he says, if you're having fruit as part of your meal, what's called part of your meal? He says, you're eating it with bread. So if you eat it with bread, that's your part of your meal. They didn't have jam back then, instead they put the fruit straight on. The fruit was the jam on the bread. Then that was part of your meal, Mamele no brach on the fruit. So now this has been slightly abused, this set, and you see people having ice cream with bread. I remember I was by a very choshevid in Yerushalayim once, and there was bachram eating by him, and one of the bachram tried to do the shtick, he put his ice cream on his challah. And he told him, you do this, you don't go ilim azeh, you don't go ilim abah. Tastes terrible. And you're missing the boat. There's no heta of putting on the bread that is now not going to need the bracha. Still needs shakel. If you're eating it to enhance the bread, then it's like a spread that's toffled to the bread. But just to put it on challah is not going to change anything here. Therefore, he told them that you still need to make a shakel. The work of the ilim that did this, Lemaisa with them, shares obviously that they ate it mamash with the bread. They enjoyed it as a spread on the bread. If it's not done like that, then obviously it's going to be shakel. This eight is only given if that is your jam, that is what's enhancing your bread. So that heta wouldn't really work generally. So you'd make shakel straight on the ice cream. There are other shilas with ice cream in the meal. Some people are worried that maybe it's a drink, maybe it's a liquid. When it melts, it's just a frozen liquid. Let it melt, it'll turn back into a liquid. And then it would be like a drink. And if it's a drink in a meal, maybe you shouldn't make a brocha. Now firstly, any ice cream which won't return back to a liquid, which most ice creams today are made with whip, and other stuff which still remains somewhat solid, that's not, won't be called a drink, and therefore this heta wouldn't begin. Number two is, psak of Rabbi Yashik, he used to always say, what's called a drink, what's called a food? The mashal, what is soup? Is soup a drink or soup a food? So again, it's bracha chrona, how much you have to have? Long afkaminas, yogurt, what's the yogurt? Is that a drink, is it? So he always said, the gedra is something you eat with a spoon, that's a food. It's something you drink straight down. Most civilized people drink straight down, and most civilized people use it with a spoon. Always are exceptions, depends where you're eating. That is going to be the gather. A spoon is a food, you drink it down. Generally drunk down, is going to be a drink. So ice cream, again, for this is also not going to be a drink. It's going to be a food. What's the nafkamin if it's a drink? So firstly we know, yayin poito kol melimashkin. If you make hagofen at the beginning of your meal, hagofen passes everything, all drinks in the meal. So if you made Kiddush Friday night, Shabbos morning, then if your ice cream would be a drink, you wouldn't have a problem at all, because the hagofen would pass for it. But as we're saying, lemaisa is not a drink, and passes would be shakel, and it's very sure to say that you'd be potter from a brocha shakel because of the wine you had in the meal, because the ice cream is a drink, because the ice cream is not a drink. Even if you would want to patter a drink with the hagofen, number one, you've got to have drunk revers. That means you're the guy making Kiddush, and you're drinking a sizable amount. At least half of our cases today, you'd have to drink to patter it. If not, you'd run into a sofik, which means if you're a guest and you're not making Kiddush yourself, you're just getting a little shot of the wine. Anyway, it wouldn't patter it. This would be a sofik if it would patter it. So in the game, if you want to patter a real drink in the meal, you'd have to have a revers in order to patter it. So again, we spoke once in the evening about coffees, teas, whiskies, which the Mishmur Paskins require broch in the meal. Again, Machlekas is different today, it's not different today. But according to the Mishmur's Pesach, a coffee, tea, and whiskey all need, or any alcohol beverage would always need a broch in the meal, then you would patch it with your hagofen at the beginning of the meal. Again, the Amakilim, all people who say that's the derech to drink it, so it's a sofik at least. If you'd have a revias of wine at the beginning, you'd have no problem with your drinks you have in the middle of the meal. The other answer is, bring in a box of jellies, a box of chocolates, put on the table, make sure they're not milchik, put on the table, and everyone makes shahakal whenever they like, and you can drink whatever you like, the ice cream is no problem. You have no problem, no shalas at all, not with the whiskey, not with the coffee, tea, ice cream, you'll have no shalas at all, you pass it with the shahakal, which has nothing to do with the meal, no shalas at all. But if you're not doing this, generally speaking, ice cream, a shahakal in the meal, fruit is the same thing. Person say even for hors d'oeuvre, you get fruit for hors d'oeuvre. Again, you'd also require a bracha even for hors d'oeuvre. The best is you make it before you wash, you avoid the shalah completely. If you don't do that, you make a bracha in the meal, eight, so I don't want a problem at all. And that would patter any fruit you'd have in the meal. There are poskim that say that if it's going to have a zachila, you feel that it gives you a cheshit to eat, Mishpura brings the chai odom already, it's going to be toil on you. If you feel that this food brings on this appetite, it brings on appetite, then you wouldn't make a bracha. Which is generally speaking not so negir. Ramosha Shtambach says maybe by sour fruit, like grapefruit, things like that. He says maybe then it's going to have a zachila. But Badarak Lafu is not going to have a zachila. Ramosha Shtambach, Rabbi Ashram Zam, Ramosha, all fruit, the Bayeskim all said, all fruit, even for Tiv, would of course require a bracha even in a meal. Okay, so that's ice cream, the brownie bits and the ice cream. Then comes the shalev, the kum. You buy ice cream on your cone, you're walking along with your ice cream and cone. The first shaila is, do you make a bracha on the cone? So it depends. Some people will tell you this cone tastes terrible, and the reason why you're having it is to avoid getting your hands dirty. So that's why you're having the cone. If that's the case, then no bracha on the cone. It's not really anything. And even if it would have a slight taste to it, it would be bottled to the ice cream, it's not. It doesn't really do anything. The Mishmaros was about the Rekikin Tanim, the small crackers they used to have in those days, and they used to put stuff on top. He said, if it's so toffles, just keep your hands clean, that's nothing. So if you don't enjoy the cone, you don't want the cone, it's just there, because that's how they serve it, then no broch on the cone. However, if you do enjoy the cone, or if you get the fancy cones with the sugar on and the chocolate on, those cones, they do taste, people generally do want the taste of the cone, if it tastes good, and therefore require mezonos on the cone. Someone wanted to say that maybe the only thing you enjoy in the cone is the shakel, the chocolate they put on. The meal is by the shakel. Okay, I don't think you'd say that, Cheshbon. Nice that the chocolate be toffled to the cone, and if you'd enjoy the cone for whatever it is, mezonos on the cone, shakel on the ice cream. Oh, what do you do first? Really, we know the klal is, ketima brochas, shachanach, reshid aleph, lays it out, mezonos comes first, or hamoitzi, the mezonos, hagofen all the way down the line. So what do you do here? People make a mistake. I've noticed people make a lot of mistakes, and they always think Hagofen comes first, because Friday night, Shabbos morning, you make Hagofen for Amoitzi. So you think, look, Kiddush is Hagofen, then comes Amoitzi. But that's why we cover the Chalas, because really the Chalas should come first. Hamoitzi Bezenis comes first, that's why we cover the Chalas. So, you see, I'm not doing this, remind them, see, by brochas parties, people make brochas parties, they'll make Hagofen first, like Friday night. And says, no, Mezonis comes first, and that's why we cover the Chalas. Besides the Friday night meal, Mezonis and Hamoitzi comes before Hagofen. Okay. But back to our friend, the cone and the ice cream, what do we do now? Really, Mezonis, the halacha dictates, but Mezonis comes first. So here, Mishmor points out from the Chai Adam that, of course, when you have two foods, you don't have to change the order of the way you eat them. And Marshall, if you have hors d'oeuvre, fish, and main course you're having, I don't know, pasta. So you don't have that main course before hors d'oeuvre. You don't say, no, before the fish, bring in the pasta, Mezonis. So what, you're not washing. Why? Because the fish comes first, then comes the Mezonis comes later. You don't contradict the order of regular life just because of the Hilchos Brachos dictates. Hilchos Brachos only starts when you've got the two foods. Which one do you have first? So by the... Sorry? What do you mean?
The cone.
Right, here you have the cone and ice cream in front of you. But if the Derech Ha'ilam, the normal halach is to start with the ice cream. Because when the guy buys the ice cream, he doesn't really want... He didn't go for the cone. He bought it for the ice cream. He wants to start with the ice cream. When you're halfway through, you're happy to go for the cone. Therefore, it would make sense to make shakel on the ice cream first, even though Mezonis would generally come first, and leave the Mezonis for later. Not like these, see the kids that bite the bottom of the cone off and then it all drips through. You don't need to do that. You make shakel on the ice cream, and later you get to the cone. If it's the sort of cone you make the Mezonis on, then you make Mezonis on the cone afterwards. The next shaila in regard to an ice cream cone is you're marching along Leicester Road with your ice cream cone, but you do or don't eat in the street. That depends who you are and what you do. But if you would be eating in the street, what do you do about Shin and Malcolm? You're moving around place A to place B. How does it work? So, the first thing to know is, by besides for Hamoitzi Mezonis and maybe Shiv Zaminim, everything else, Ha'etz, Adama, Shahakal, those brachas, once you've moved from place A to place B, you lose your original bracha. It's very negative. See people here make a coffee in the coffee room and then they walk outside to the car park. Be'etzem, we'll go slow, we'll go through all the cases. Be'etzem, starting off the Anoch Rishen is, once you leave the building, you need a new shahakal. A shahakal does not continue on, place A to place B, you always need a new bracha. I don't know why people are not so aware of this. You look around, people are walking around, up and down, and there. Oh, we'll get to that. But, as the Anoch Rishen is, you always need a new bracha. If you go outside, and you're always mekoymei, that means you're in the same rishos, you're in the car park, and you can still see the coffee room, then, according to many poskim, you wouldn't make a new bracha. So therefore, because it's machlokes, you can't make a new bracha because it's a suffolk. So as long as you see the coffee room, there's what to say to keep drinking. But once you can't see the original place where you started, then your bracha is completely out, and you would always require a new bracha. The exception to this is one big exception, and that is a hilchei drachim, someone who's traveling. That means if you make the coffee, and you going into your car, going home, going to work, wherever you're going, you're traveling. I'm not sitting in a maze drinking my coffee. I'm not sitting wherever I am drinking my coffee. I'm on the move. When you're on the move, then you're a traveler, you're moving along, and the bracha will keep going. Okay, the guy's marching up the mountain, and he's popping jelly beans into his mouth, no problem. He's keeping moving, and the bracha will keep moving with him. Now, there's a big shaila. What happens if...
Is the door shut? The whole room, or just...
No, you got to see mum's the place. If you're outside, yeah, you're out. It's no worse than seeing the bricks. You're out. You can't see anymore. But there's one big heta which is very negar. This is heta for a Moshe. It brings down a Moshe Chili base. He says that if you make your coffee and you're about to leave, that means you haven't really left yet, but I've got my coat on, I've got my car keys and my belt, I'm about to leave. And he makes shahakal on such a matzav, then you already are traveling. This is the beginning of your journey. My journey begins at home. You start at home. Get your coat on, get your car keys, whatever you need, and then you're about to leave. If you make a bracha, it's such a matzav when you're home and you're about to go, then you're already like on the derech. The opposite of this would be if you're at home and you're still busy and sorting things out, you're still here in MH and you're busy wrapping up your tefillin or talking to someone, then you're still kuveh here. If you've finished all that, it means your next stage after you've mixed your coffee is to walk out the door, then you make shakal now, it would continue on for your derech, straight through. That's how I think most people take on. The bracha will continue. So too, any other food, you've got your ice cream, you pick up in the shop, you make shakal, and then you're about to walk out to the street. Whether you should or shouldn't eat in the street, something else. But if you are, then as long as you are about to leave, you make shakal, no problem. But if you're schmoozing to someone, or you had a meal, and you bought your ice cream, and you're busy, I don't know, cleaning up after yourself, going to pay, still doing a bit of stuff, then it may not be so clear that you're ready to begin the whole chedrachim. It's got to be your next stage is to leave, then you're going to have and you have that to Ramosha.
You're going to have to here, Dr.
Sorry?
You're
not really. Because it's not sure you're traveling. You're going from place A to place B, and that's it. Here, the coffee might be okay, because one building. If you have das in one building, then there's definitely big guns to rely on to say that it's in one building, still it's one rishus. Someone's claiming maybe it's not, because the base measures in the hall is, you know, because there's two completely different things in one big building. The mice is one big building. So you're okay. The main problem is you leave the building, you're under the kibbutz of Shemayim, which we're talking about, you're under the sky. Right, so as long as you're under the balcony, then it's really tricky. Somebody's going to say, you're outdoors, like a marpesa and a stroll, you got one on top. Then you're outdoors, and I'm in my marpesa. I couldn't just march off, I'm on 10 stories up. Some say, no, you're outdoors. So those areas get very tricky, what gear do they have? But with derech klal, under kibbutz ha-shamayim, then you're out. Now, it's not just under kibbutz ha-shamayim, it's not just under, you're under the heaven, you're under the stars, because, you know, someone asked, you get into your taxi at home, taxi to Yerushalayim, you make a shackle then. The taxi parks, underground parking, Ben Gurion. You get into the airport, straight onto the plane flies here, get out here in Manchester, take underground parking here, go home, parking you have one block in Yerushalayim tonight, it doesn't make sense. So there's obviously going to be a gather, you know, someone says, take an umbrella with me. It's obviously not going to be taken literal. It's a completely different rishus, even though you haven't gone outdoors, obviously the block's going to change.
That's not to drink in the coffee room. It's to go out.
So das will only help you for one building. Once you go out, das, not by hamoiti, hamoiti is different. By shahakol, das will only help for one building. Once you've exited the building, or gone to a complete different rishus, if a mage would open on the beanstalk and it would be able to go straight through, it's a whole new rishus, then you would need a new brachim without going outdoors. But if you're in the same rishus and you're outdoors, the going outdoors will change your rishus, cuts off the bracha. So you get as well, you're going to the marshal, someone's going shopping in a shopping center, you're going around the marshal, traffic center, and you make a brochet, Marks and Spencer, and you go out and go to Debenham's, the next shop, whatever's there. Does your brochet continue? Is the traffic center one big building with loads of little shops? Or no, every shop has its own rishos, has its own right, its own team, its own area, and then once you leave this and go back into the main traffic, or go into the next shop, it's a completely different rishos. This as well is very hard to be magged exactly. The boys can hold different. The best answer is whenever you have a shayla, you make a bracha and you bench straight away. You don't wait around. The most negate, this is usually Purim. People are going around on Purim. You come to a house, you eat, make a bracha, bench, you go out to the next house, make a new bracha. This Purim I probably made a goffin about 400 times. Every day you come to a house, make a drink, bench, ala geffen, walk out. The new house, the new bracha. It's not bracha in sricha because it's all shaylas what to do. Anytime you have a shayla, you don't call a bracha in sricha. Make a bracha, bench, go out, make a new bracha. When you're round and round, you run into many, many shaylas. And the same with all these buildings, we lose it in different sections like shopping centers. You run into many, many shaylas. So if you can't go from one place to the other place, make a bracha in A, bench, make a bracha in B. There's other reasons as well to bench. And that's because your bracha may not continue. A bracha only lasts as long as the food's in your system. And Rosh Hashanah used to always say, a drink lasts half an hour. After half an hour, no more benching, you've lost it. The drink's been absorbed within your system, and you don't get any more out of the drink. It's not called, it's still being digested, and you've lost your bracha.
It's often part of the meals that make a difference.
Oh, if you've washed, the meal can go on as long as you like. You shouldn't be massive too long in a meal, but the ultimate meal goes on as long as you like, because you have the moitzi. Oh, continue.
You go from house to house.
Yeah, if you've washed, then the whole Purim you keep going.
And, like
right, and the hakofen, if you made shakel, shakel as well would carry with you. It's very interesting halacha as well. Shakel normally make a broch in a meal. If you're in a meal, you made shakel, and you want to continue on, no problem. So, what were we saying before? The broch would. Oh, so the bracha, the food leaves your system, so you've got by a drink half an hour. However, you used to always say, Shabbat, by if you're playing a game of sports and you're running around, you're sweating much more, the body absorbs the liquid much quicker. And says, then you have 2 minutes. You've got 120 seconds, after 120 seconds, you can't bench. So it's the same cloud we said before, you say again here, playing a game, or running around, climbing a mountain, you have a drink, bench. Another drink, make a bracha, bench. Keep doing that. It's not a bracha, because otherwise you're running into sveikas, how long your bracha is going to last for. So if you're changing rishus, or you're having drinks, or things like that, or you're walking around, and you're sweating, and stuff's leaving the system, bracha rishon, bracha rishona, keep doing this the whole day. And it's not a bracha, because you need to do it to avoid any sveikas in your brachas. So that's Shein HaMakom. You're moving around with your ice cream cone. Once you've gone out to another Rishos, you need a new bracha. Unless you're Hoylich Derech, and you made the shakel when you're about to leave, and then you're a traveling man, and the bracha will continue straight on. The next shaila in the get to what we spoke about, if a drink is a liquid or a solid. There's many nafkuminas in this shaila. First, we said about making a bracha in the meal. Will a patra, the agafen patra, we know stam drinks. If it's a drink, even without the agafen, the chayyid make a bracha, a drink in the meal. We said last time, it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, what do you do with them? Make a bracha and a drink. How many is not to make a bracha and a drink? So that's one nafkumina. There's another nafkumina in the get to Shabbos. Shabbos, you have the ice cream, and you want to pour hot sauce, hot chocolate cake next to the ice cream. If the ice cream is a solid, it would be cooked. You'd run into, again, Shaila Bishulir. So the first thing you have to decide, you have to work out, is the ice cream already cooked? So if it's got eggs in it, which are pasteurized, has whip in it, okay, whip, it's pasteurized, a liquid. Once the thing's a liquid, even if it's cooked, it goes back to a din of Einim of Ushul. Once it cools down, you have a soup, cools down, it's got a din of raw again. Any liquid that cools down, water is hot, no problem with bishul, do what you like with it. Once it cools down, it's got a problem now. If you heat up again, bishul lecha bishul. So if it's a liquid, even if it would be fully cooked, you'd have a problem with bishul. So you want to pour your sauce over it, the hot chocolate cake next to it, you're running into shaila's of bishul. Everyone was eating somewhere once, and there was this person there, just learned Hilchos Shabbos, he was very excited with himself. And there was someone there who took chicken, kugel, and he put next to it a cold salad. And this person who was watching, he just learned Hilchos Shabbos, he was very excited. He jumped up, he looked like he almost had a heart attack, and he took the whole plate and he tipped upside down. And he screamed at the guy, "What are you doing, Shabbos? What was his problem? You're putting the salad next to the chicken." So you got a shaila bishul, you got a chicken which is hot, it's a davar gush, it's a solid which retains its heat, next to a salad which is raw. Shaila bishul. L'chatzchila, of course, you would avoid it. However, if someone does it, there is the harpoise can turn down, Shmir Shabbos is makel, and others. Here's a series of reasons why it's okay. So l'chatzchila, you try and keep them apart. I think that was the minig. That's how the minig began. Many people have hot veg Friday night because you're running into shaila bishul. The male people started doing hot veg, which is fully cooked. No problem with bishul. If you have a salad which is raw next to your chicken, you're running into shailas. Again, there are makilim. But if you can, you avoid it. Touching. We're talking about touching, yeah. Touching. I remember there was someone I ate by an Eretz Yisrael. And after they served the chicken and kugel, everyone was finished. 20 minutes later, they brought the salad. No chashash at all. Everything was cooled down. The chicken was gone. Yeah, you avoid the shaila completely. So, if you want to put on the plate together, try and avoid the touching as much as you can. If it does touch, that is what you rely on. So back to our ice cream, even if it would be cooked, usually it's not cooked, the stuff in the sugar is cooked, but there could be many ingredients which it hasn't got a din of. Mavushal. Even pasteurized eggs, the shaila, what heat it was pasteurized at, is it got a din of mavushal or not? But even if it would be mavushal, would it be the same as the chicken and the salad? So here's very different. One of the main heterim, why they're makel by the chicken and the salad, is because it's mekalkel, it ruins it. Salad, you have lettuce or carrots, lettuce salad, which goes hot. It tastes terrible, it's not meant to be hot. No one says hot lettuce salad. The main heterim is mekalkel, you don't look at it as a malacha. When you do a malacha on Shabbos, which has a negative effect, it brings it down to a drabonon, and then you have segregation. Different heterim. By the chocolate sauce on the ice cream, generally speaking, it tastes good together. Alright, that's how people do it. So if it tastes good as one mixture, you won't have this heter that they have by the salad and the chicken. So maybe it would be worse to put hot sauce or hot cake next to the ice cream, because it does taste good together. You can't taste mekalkel the food. Forget it, complements each other. Maybe you won't have this heter, so there's more reason to avoid putting hot sauce, hot cake near the ice cream. You want to do it, keep it for Yom Tov, no problem, Bishul, do it on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, you're running into Shilas. How hot is cooled? Bishul. So the Yatzalezboy fluctuates from 41 degrees by Gros Moshe to 81 by the Chazanish. There's a big spectrum of where Yatzalezboy is. If you're machmir for the lowest shita of Rav Moshe, which is about 41, 42 degrees, then it's slightly warm. Body temperature is 36 degrees. Slightly over body temperature, you're running into a shaila of Yatzalezboy. So if you're machmir for that, which many people say you should be by Shabbos, or Sukhalo, other times we'll make it. By Shabbos, we'll machmir. Yes, this is the raisa, usually straight up. Whatever you do is going to be a daraisa, or machmir. So if it's slightly warm already, you're running into shalat yatzaletzboy, and you'd have to avoid it if you can. If it does happen by the salad and chicken, no, ice cream and cake, you avoid it. The next shaila is I was eating someone's house once, and they were serving ice cream, and someone said, "Wow, this ice cream tastes so good, it almost tastes milchig." Nothing to watch out for, we checked it, it was milchig. Watch out for ice cream, which is milchig, happens very often, not very often, but I've seen it happen more than once before. People about to serve ice cream, or they check, and they, once they check, they realize, take off, milchig. It's another problem, generally speaking, serving at the end of a meaty meal, problem of pasul cholov, watch out, milchig ice cream, to be negeir, milchig chocolates. The next shaila negeir to ice cream is, on Shabbos, you want to take the ice cream out of the freezer. Open your freezer, depends what sort of life you lead, but many people, you come there and there's such a mush of everything, it's all over the place, you got your challahs and your biscuits and your cake and your ice cream, everything's everywhere, and you're running into shaila the boyer. You got a whole taruv is here. So normally it's not a problem. We know the cloud by boyer. If I'm taking it for now, immediate use, I take out the ice cream, I need it now, no problem. I have a whole pile of dishes, clothes, sweets, food, socks, whatever it is, and I need it now, there's no problem. I take what I need, I've got biyad, I'm not using a kli, I'm taking it straight out. Taking miyad, I need it now. I'm taking oichum tich psoilis. I'm taking what I need. I want this ice cream. No problem. You pull it out. The first shaila is socks not in the freezer. If you have socks in the cupboard or ties, cufflinks, whatever it is, you need it now. No problem. So the first thing to know is what happens if you take out the wrong ice cream? Take out the chocolate ice cream and your wife says, "Oh no, the chocolate ice cream is for tomorrow. But tonight's the vanilla ice cream." So here it gets quite tricky, because on one hand I did want this ice cream, this is what I wanted. So I guess, well, it's a memory games, pick up cards, kids play memory games, pick up the card, and it's the wrong card. I wanted this card. Once I picked up, I realized, wrong card, wrong ice cream. So on one hand I wanted it, so it was, this is what I wanted. I took the oichon tech psalis, to what I wanted. On the other hand, I don't want this, I'm not using it. So there's a pre-pregadim who says, lechatchila, what you should do is use it a bit. You got this ice cream, and your wife's not watching, take it a little bit off. One little spoonful, and then you've no problem at all, because at the end of the day you did use the product you were selecting, so you can't call it a direct act of boyer. If she'll have you arrested if you touch the ice cream, then there are grounds to say you will not even, you should put it back. But lachatchila, if you can try and taste it and avoid the shaila completely, because you're running into deep water, see if you did the ice of boyer on Shabbos or not. The other shaila in boyer is, what happens if you've got ice cream, sometimes you have chocolate mousses and things like that which freeze till they're solid like a brick, and there's no way you can serve this. So what do? You take it out half an hour before, comes main course, take out the ice cream, let it defrost. Do you call that miyad? Miyad means you gotta take it out for immediate use. On one hand, I take it out and I'm leaving on the side for half an hour. On the other hand, that's called immediate use. The next stage after this is to eat it. This is what you do, this is the processing stage before eating it. So I'm doing it for now. So guess what, you want to take out something to defrost or something to heat up, take out challah, you want the challah hot. So you take out half an hour for the meal, put on top of the hot plate, whatever, on top of the pot to warm up. So again, I'm not using the challah right now. I'm using it half an hour. On the other hand, I need it now to begin the process to enable it to eat it. So this is a big machlokes, a poiskim. Most poiskim would say, taka say it's awesome. However, the all shit is hold his mutter. So if someone needs to rely on it, it's what to rely on. But lachatchila, you should avoid it if you can. It is a big machlokes, there are many machmirim. You should avoid it if you can. And the simple answer is, put your ice cream for Shabbos on a higher shelf, a little bit out of the mess, a little bit to the side, put it in a big, deep red or pink bag, and you'll find it, no problem, there's no taruvas anymore. It's clearly identified, it's easy to identify it. And then you have no problem at all. You know where it is? Again, this is only in the game if you're serving only in half an hour. If you need it for now, you're serving the ice cream right away, no problem at all. If you're doing it, and there's time before it's going to be served, then avoid the shaila, and make it clearly able to identify, and then you have no shaila at all. The next shaila to get to freeze is mukta. You've got stuff in there which is mukta, raw meat, raw chicken, raw fish, unless you're having sushi. All this stuff will be mukta. Flour, yeast, all sorts of exciting things people keep in their freezers. All this stuff is mukta. If you have it in the freezer, you've got a problem. You can't move it around on Shabbos. If your ice cream's behind it, you're a bit stuck. So the first answer is, you tittleman outside, you grab the ice cream and pull it out, and it knocks everything out of the way. That's no problem. Because the tittleman outside, you're moving it with something else. The tzech tov amut, you want the ice cream, no problem. It gets more complicated when something is on top of the ice cream. You know, you have something which is heta with mukta on top. The bosses come to bed Friday night, and your phone's on your bed. The whole bed is now mukta. Even if you'd remove the phone, no problem with the bed. The thing that the mukta is on becomes like the mukta itself. So back to our freezer, you've got the ice cream with the flour, yeast on top, or something else, raw meat on top, the ice cream becomes like the mukhtar, is the problem. So the eitzah why usually this is not a problem is because the halacha is if you have a drawer, cupboard, freezer, whatever it is, and you're just chucking things in, you don't want A to go on top of B or B to go on top of A. You just want everything inside. You don't care how. But maybe it doesn't come with boxes. The box says, your phone, your only phone on the floor. Your only phone on the bed. You hoped to put it away, but you didn't. But you don't want to, it's not a chat, you want the phone under the bed, on the bed. You want it on the bed. With the ice cream and the stuff in the freezer, you don't get the ice cream on top of the meat, or the meat on top of the ice cream. You just want both of them inside the freezer, however they're going to fit. But maybe it hasn't got in boxes, and you'd be able to take it out. The meat or whatever's on top is called mukhtar, you got to tip it off carefully without touching it. But the ice cream would not have it in boxes, you'd be able to take it out, no problem. The next challenge to get the ice cream is you want to serve it, you've got posh guests, you have to make it look really fancy. You want to design the ice cream to a shape, flower, a boat, or the theme, whatever your theme is, that Shabbos, Shabbos. You've got a shali of koisiv, making a shape, boine, make it a little exciting, snowman, whatever you're doing with the ice cream. Again, here as well, it's a big shayla. The poskim are not happy about it. That if you'd make a simple shape, you take a cookie cutter, which is round, or a simple jagged shape, or a square, something like that, that's not a shape. By kohesive or jabbas, negate these sort of shayla of kohesive, it's got to represent an idea. If you make a round circle of ice cream, that's not an idea, it's nothing. It's just not a mess. But it doesn't give across an idea. Whereas you do two little balls and you make a little bicycle on top, that's a bicycle. So you're running into shaylas of kohesive. But to do, some poskim say a simple flower, just like star shape. Again, it's not really anything. It's just a neat putting the food in a neat shape. People do by egg and liver. They want to put it in a neat shape. That's no problem at all. But if this thing is a shape, if someone looks at it, could see where you're trying to achieve with this. It gives a specific shape or design which refers to a certain idea or something. Then it would be a problem, of course, on Shabbos, and you would not be able to do it on Shabbos. And eating would be the same shayla, eating is more tzad kula, because you're just destroying it. But you'd have the problem on Shabbos. If you want to do shayla brachas, Shabbos, you put an egg and liver into a shape of, I don't know, traffic lights. So watch out, you might run into trouble with the kuyas of a moichik.
Is there any shayla returning ice cream?
Oh, good shayla. When you put the ice cream back in the freezer, we know on Shabbos, lachat chila, we don't freeze liquids. The ice cream, you wait around a bit, you got 200 guests, dishing out ice cream. For an hour and a half, at the end you finished. What's left is liquid. Can you return this ice cream to the freezer or not? So the first thing to know is by stand freezing liquid, you want to make ice cubes on Shabbos. There's a shutz of Toysis which holds it awesome. The Mishbura says, I always roy for shame holds his mutter, but mokum tsurich godly can be makel. Moshe says you have guests and you're stuck and you've got to serve ice cubes. It's a boiling hot day and you're all desperate for it and you told them there's going to be ice cubes and it's really embarrassing. If not, such a situation the Mishbura allows one to freeze liquids on Shabbos to make ice cubes. Here, firstly, ice cream is not so posh as a liquid bichlal. And even if it is a liquid, if it's a big tzorich, you need this ice cream. You know, you need it for next week and you're relying on it. And this is the ice cream for the week, for the next week. And it's not, especially if it's not fully defrosted, you would have much, even more to rely on here. To put it back in the freezer on Shabbos, even though it would refreeze and make it into hard, solid again. Just to end off, as we started, the main idea when we eat all these foods is to thank the Rebbein Shalom, the Baruch Hashena, Baruch Achreina. Shem Shabingas used to say, the taller you are, the longer your bracha, because your arm from the food to your mouth takes longer than a short guy. That's how we make our brachas. He was talking about back then, it wasn't so long, whatever, 20 years ago. I doubt it's got any better. We have to be careful to make brachas to thank the Rebbein Shalom, b'chein, b'chesed, v'rachmim. Everything's made so attractive, everything's made with such, to give you such appetite, to look so good. We should thank Hashem when we have our ice cream and all our other foods.
Opening the freezer, but Klal is not so popular, especially the modern ones, aren't
they? Oh, you're right.
Well, that was outside the scale of your shiur.
Next time.
Which is Rav Pollock's Rav Hillel Baracha. Now he says, he mentions he's back bowling. I said, what about opening the freezer, but Klal? No, I don't think so.